Let us go across to the other side. As disciples of Jesus, that is an invitation that we must always be ready for. And it's one that may make us afraid or despondent, because it means that we have to move from here to there, maybe move to a place outside of our comfort zone. It's an invitation that may involve great challenges and uncertainties. For example, the loss of a job, having to move to a new place, taking on the responsibility of an elderly parent or a disabled child. Maybe it could be an unexpected pregnancy, or the call to priesthood or religious life. Or maybe asking someone whom we have wronged to forgive us. Or it could be a bad health diagnosis. Or it could be talking to a homeless person or somebody else who frightens us because they look different than us. It could be going to work camp or going to any kind of retreat if we don't know anybody else. It could be any number of daily challenges that we don't want to face or that we dread. And Jesus says, let us go across to the other side. But will we trust Jesus enough to go to those places with him? In our gospel story today, the disciples panic at the storm. And that wasn't foolish. They were professional fishermen. They made their living on the Sea of Galilee. They knew the dangers of the storm. And they wake Jesus up, but they make no request of him when they do so. They probably just can't believe that Jesus is sleeping when they think all of them, including Jesus, were about to perish. After all, they were probably thinking, what could Jesus do for us? He's a builder, perhaps a stonemason by trade, and they were professional seamen. But Jesus knew how to handle it, didn't he? Likewise, when we are facing the storms of crossing to the other side, we might get panicky, worry, get stressed out, as if to say, well, you know, Jesus is all well and good, but how can he really help me with this? It's really all up to me. And Jesus says, why are you afraid? Have you no faith? You see, in our gospel story today, the disciples woke up Jesus. But in our storms, it's our faith that we have to awaken. And the Word of God tells us today two reasons about what we can have faith in for sure. The first is, Jesus is God. And as God, he has authority over powerful forces. He is the one through whom the world was created, who said to the mighty waters, as we heard in the first reading, here your proud waves will break. The way that Jesus handled the storm on the Sea of Galilee stunned the disciples, because they knew from Scripture that God alone has the power to subdue the raging seas. And so no matter how bad our storms are, no matter how daunting the challenges, we have to awaken our faith and let Jesus take control of the situation instead of panicking about it all by ourselves. Jesus alone can bring us peace in the storm. The second thing that the Word of God today tells us that we can put our faith in is, as St. Paul tells us, Jesus loves us so much as to die for us. St. Paul was so overwhelmed by that kind of love that he says at the beginning of our second reading, the love of Christ impels us. And so Jesus, who loved us enough to die for us on the cross, he's not going to abandon us. He will always be with us, even though our weak faith may suggest that he's asleep somewhere else. And so the Word of God shows us that if Jesus says to us, let us go across to the other side, he means what he says. He doesn't say, you go across to the other side. He says, let us go across to the other side. He goes with us. And with his power to save us and his love to console and support us, no matter what happens, it will be okay. May our Lord Jesus Christ be praised forever. Amen.
Amen.